Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We were talking with Steven, who had gone to the Kraft Center at Dana-Farber for a bone marrow transplant. And it is our pleasure to welcome both Jonathan Kraft and Robert Kraft to the Greg Hill Show this morning. Guys, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Doing well. We're in the middle of fundraising here, and I know that you guys have a deep admiration and respect for Dana-Farber and for the work that they do.
Well, I personally, when I started doing okay financially, the first place I was privileged to go on the board of, they put me on the board, was Dana-Farber, and we were able to establish this blood platelet lab in partnership with Dr. Ken Anderson, and it really has evolved into a wonderful relationship. Dana-Farber is very special. We're proud that we have this Pan-Mass Challenge team under Gary Brodsky's leadership that generates over $1 million a year that goes to Ken's lab, and we just think the work there that's done there is terrific.
We were talking yesterday with Tom Brady about this city and the athletes here, and almost an expectation from the veteran athletes that you are going to go and visit patients, and you're going to go and participate when it comes to fundraising for organizations like Dana-Farber and others. Do you feel like either one of you guys, Jonathan, Robert, that is a unique thing to this city?
Hey, so Greg, I got to tell you a story. So right after we bought the Patriots, well, actually even before the deal closed, when Robert and I were flying home from St. Louis, and where we had reached agreement, in my head I was thinking about all this debt we were taking on and how we were going to pay it, and my father looked over at me and said, you know, the coolest thing about this whole deal is what we're going to be able to do with that logo and those 53 players to make a real difference in the community, because 25 years ago players weren't doing that stuff. And the first player, so, you know, he put his money where his mouth was, at least when he was talking to me. And when he told Bill Parcells, Bruce Armstrong, who was the left tackle at the time, was our first big free agency signing. And Robert wanted to put in his contract that there would be a minimum of 10 appearances in the community each year on behalf of a nonprofit that motivated the particular player. And, or multiple not-for-profits, and Parcells was against it because he's like, I don't want the players out there. I want them in the building getting ready, and it was put in Bruce's contract, and it's been put in every Patriots contract since, and have built up a huge department around it. And really, I think that led the way. It just wasn't the way. Well, you were in the town 25 years ago, you know. I think it's been a big sea change, it's been cool to watch.
Well, as Mr. Kraft once said, and I continue to play that audio every chance I get, I've been there since the beginning.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You have.
That was a less than enthusiastic response there, guys.
Greg, we think of you as playing hard rock, you know, so we both like that.
was it WAAF then?
Yes, yeah. That was the original station was WAAF 28 years ago.
Hey, Dad, it was
I thought
there was
you'd
a company
impressed.
It was Zappos Broadcasting out in Worcester. We actually wanted to try to buy them. You remember, it was a long time ago. Long time ago.
I wish that happened. I feel like I could have received more complimentary tickets than I have if that had happened, Jonathan.
You almost worked for the Crafts, Greg.
Yes.
No, we would have worked for him. They were out in this building out on Route 9 in Westboro. Yeah. It was like an old office building a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. How excited are you guys, and what can you tell us about Banner Night upcoming?
Well, think about how cool it is for us, and as we were fans and understanding, dreaming about getting one, and here it is. We're about to start our 26th season, and you know, we've had the privilege of doing this sixth one. Jonathan came up with a pretty great idea with the music and the little unfurling ceremony. So I'm going to stay quiet on that unless he wants to speak to it.
Well, I think Jonathan...
and I'm not sure I came up with the idea, but it'll be a fun night. And we look forward to a lot of energy. And it's pretty... We're opening up. It's nice to open up against the Steelers, too, because that's obviously between our two clubs over the last couple decades. That's been a real rivalry. So the banner ceremony should be great, and then it should be a great football game to kick off the season with.
Does it involve Godsmack?
We're not going to talk about what it involves, but we are calling, I believe our crack marketing department has called it the Legends Rise Banner Ceremony. I think on social media they've started to brand it that way, so we'll leave it at that.
What is it, Robert, when you look back and you think about the legacy of this team, what is it, is there in the success that you have had from the franchise perspective, and not only the success on the field, but the success when it comes to your incredible support of Dana-Farber and other philanthropical organizations for the entire time that you've owned this franchise. What is the one thing that you think organizationally has led to this point success-wise?
Well, the key to life in anything you do, whether it's your domestic situation, philanthropy, or your business, is to try to collect quality people of good character. And then if you're privileged to be able to do that, then try to, the most important thing is continuity. If you have quality people, whether, you know, marriage is tough, but you get through difficult times if you got a good person, and what it does for your family. And it's the same thing in business. I think if people projected out 25 years ago, what's the chances of having a head coach and a quarterback for 20 years who happen to be pretty good at each, pretty good at what they do.
Yeah.
Some, but keeping it together and keeping a system. One of the things we learned early on, when you have coaching changes, you change things, the system changes, and you need different kinds of players, and it gets a little too complicated. So getting a basic system in place and then getting people who fit your system and then maintaining it, and that doesn't mean you're not going to go through some rough times, but ownership's job is to keep it together and try to navigate that. And so I think I'm probably most proud that we've been able to do that.
I wanted to ask you guys to just talk briefly about the Myra Kraft Community MVP Awards and the donation of $275,000 in the names of those Community MVP Award winners.
Yeah, well, thank you for mentioning that. We had the privilege of doing that
and yesterday, and it's just unbelievable seeing we had over close to 400 charity people, groups come to us to do that. And what we're celebrating volunteerism. That's what Myra was about, and she went in and did the hard work and wasn't looking for accolades. And we chose 26 of those 400 groups, and they ranged, the key people ranged in age from 14 to 76. We had all six New England states, and it really is groups that are serving the most vulnerable. And we hopefully what we did gives a little bit of hope to these different groups and serves as a catalyst for other people in their communities to support the groups. And it's such a wide range, covering domestic violence and helping new immigrants get settled and helping young people who unfortunately are put incarcerated, helping them come out and find a good life, and helping single mothers. Just wonderful, wonderful things. I'm very proud of our staff, and Josh Kraft helped lead that effort.
Robert,
and Greg,
Greg.
Can I say just one to follow on one quick thing? My mom really believes strongly that the most impactful community organizations were the one without big overheads and big structures, but the ones walking in the communities that they served every day and hand to hand helping people without bureaucracy and infrastructure. And we do need large organizations too, but she had a special affinity for those, and she'd go out in jeans and a T-shirt multiple times a week to organizations that just moved her and do that and write them a check, but then actually do work. And she just thought that that was the most valuable, and that was the impetus behind it, and it's grown into something big and powerful.
I wanted to ask Robert before you guys go, how, because we heard you were somewhat involved in the Jay-Z NFL deal. Are those reports accurate? Were you a big part of getting that done?
Well, we're involved with the NFL, you know, and Jay-Z is a good friend, and we've been doing some stuff in some charitable areas, and we were happy to introduce each side and try to help them work together.
Excellent. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. You're welcome on the show anytime. You know that. Love to get you to join us throughout the season here whenever you get the opportunity.
Be our pleasure. And hey, I just want to tell Danielle one thing. Greg's come a long way from Chris Engel, so I don't even know if people know that name, but that goes back to the early 90s. So Danielle, you're a big upgrade.
She is an upgrade. All right, well, guys, thank you so much for everything that you do in the community from a charitable point of view. And I think I echo what everybody is thinking right now, which is let's get to that Sunday night, and let's get that banner up there, and then let's go get another one.
From your lips to God's ears.
All right. Thanks, guys. That is Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.